G'day guys, Dill here. This should not come as a surprise to anyone given he's one of the biggest and best sports broadcasts in Australia, but Brian Taylor's podcast, Life of Brian, is absolutely flying at the moment. Recently he's had on James Brayshaw, Tony Jones, his nephew and Sydney midfielder James Rowbottom, and even horse teeth Tommy Sheridan. Life of Brian is not just about the guests, it also provides a great insight behind the scenes of the football media and BT's life away from the mic. He's a very, very quirky man. Who would have thought picking up sticks is so important? The show is hosted by his son Harrison, and it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Harrison gives Brian a run for his money. Life of Brian is a clubby sports podcast and it should be in your rotation. IllyXX. Dan, so I was thinking about something on the weekend.
Yes.
So you know how there's food?
Yeah.
Different types of food.
Yeah.
Different genres.
Cuisines.
You know how there's pizza?
Yep.
I have a theory. There's two different types of pizza. There's pizza and there's shit good pizza.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and when you say you want pizza, you've got to realise, is it pizza, like wood fire pizza? Do I want like a wood fire Italian wood fire pizza, or do I want shit pizza but it's good?
Like fast food pizza?
Yes.
Yep.
So I had some pizza on the weekend. It was up there with some of the best pizza I've ever had in my life. And I'm a wood fire man.
Yeah, okay.
But I had some pizza. Guess where it was from?
Pizza Hut.
La Porchetta.
La Porchetta. This should be the best place to go on the Gold Coast.
I had some good La Porchetta. It was so bad, but it was so good.
Where is a La Porchetta?
It was my name, Rosebud.
Rosebud La Porchetta.
Rosebud La Porchetta. I went there on the weekend.
Okay, then. Buckley
kicked one from 50 last week.
He's celebrating a point. Nice.
Let us know if you know what I mean. Shit pizza, good pizza. You agree with the theory, because what I'm saying is there's good pizza, which is one thing. What I'm trying to say is you can eat pizza, right? You can say, I feel like pizza. You could nearly have wood fire one night and wood fire and shit good pizza the next, and they're two completely different cuisines.
I'd almost rather a Domino's pizza of any sort over any wood fire pizza.
Maybe we should do like a pizza review where we put them in the scape of like good pizza and good shit pizza.
We'd love a pizza sponsorship partnership.
I love pizza.
Oh, Sam, I love pizza. Of course you do, mate. No shit as you're eating noodle box.
All right, Dan. Big week, mate. We had a big week. We had a funny weekend,
We
had a funny one.
The people you run into, eh? The people you run into.
You can be out and about, but the people you run into sometimes, you just go, what the?
Mate, let's just fill everyone in. Down in Sorrento, Michaela Collins' birthday, good friend of Anna's best friend, my very good friend, having a great time upstairs, a little VIP area, sort of. We know the owners there at the Hotel Sorrento.
Shout out to them. Shout out to
Miles Marcus Pitt, Hotel Sorrento, amazing venue, great establishment.
Nearly the List Cloggers home. It's our local. List Cloggers local. Ground. It's a List Cloggers local.
So I'm up there having a great time. But they're saying the King of Sorrento's back. Fresh Prince is back. I know. No more photos. I'm up there partying away. I'm up there for at least 6 hours, and I come downstairs just to talk to the locals, do a bit of networking with everyone. I come down and talk to everyone. How you going?
Shaking hands,
kissing babies. Yeah. Lo and behold, Gozza! What are you doing here? And he had a few pots by here because he doesn't drink pints. Anyway, you were there the whole time.
I was downstairs in the front bar.
With the locals.
Just chilling.
With the locals.
Well, I'm a local.
So I've seen him and I've said, listen, you don't belong
here. No. This is where I take over the story.
You don't belong down here. Come with me. Let me show you the promised land.
I've never seen, and I don't know if this is a pump up and I don't know if it's a spray, but I've never seen someone carry themselves like you do at the Sorrento Hotel. I've never seen it. Like the way it was like you had a walkie talkie.
Yeah.
You were telling bouncers to move around. You were telling security, get these people moved. I want these drinks here. This guy looked at me weird. Kick him out. I've never seen anything like it. So let alone, and I'm at the front. I lined up for 3 hours to get into the joint. Okay.
Should have told them I got you.
I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, well.
I've lined up for 3 hours to get into the Sorrento Hotel, which was well worth it because it was good fun.
It was very good fun.
And I'm in the front bar, you know, just having a good time, having some beers with my mates. I see you. You grab me in a headlock. You take me up the stairs. You pushing people away for photos. We walk straight up to the front where it's VIP, as you said.
I told you.
You said, this bloke's with me. They said, I need to see his ID. He said, no.
Said no.
Walk it up.
And they said, no, we need to see. I said, Marcus and Miles said he can come.
He did.
He actually said that. They're like, who is this bloke? And they go, Marcus and Miles said that he can come up. And they go, okay. So we walk upstairs and it was like, have you ever seen the movie Project X? It was like that.
It was like that.
And I was like, I'm in a pursuit of happiness.
I just brought you into a new world.
I've never seen anything like it.
Nothing.
And I was just with you. I felt like I was hovering above myself, watching it all play out.
Yeah.
Like we were like
out of body experience,
and it was just like champagne going everywhere.
Drinks, like, partying. Gosh, is that the list clogger, boys? Yeah, it is. Oop, oop. This is where you got to be carried away.
No.
So you had a few sherbets.
No, because
and you were comfortable with the VIP areas. You knew a few of them.
I don't get in the VIP much.
You don't. But
I don't get in there much.
Tell you know you're happy to be there.
When you're a list clogger, you know what you. You're not a list clogger when it comes to partying, but I am.
Yeah.
So I don't ever get in these VIP areas.
So
I don't ever get the free drinks. I don't get the drink cards. So when I am when I'm a list clogger and I know I'm really in a place that I shouldn't be, I'm gonna make the most
of it.
I'm gonna make the absolute most of it.
So anyway, free drinks come across. Bucks, I'll have one. Thank you. I'll have this shape. Just talking to people like they know who you are. Everyone knows who Buckley is. So people come. Hey mate, I know you. How you going? Yeah. Good to see you, bro. Anyway, we go downstairs to another private area.
No.
We go downstairs, pushing past lines again. Yeah, Marcus and Miles.
The power went to my head. The power really went to my head.
I said, Buck, are you going to bring your mates in here? Nah.
That is such a lie.
Nah, I'm good.
That is such a lie.
I don't think I like it in here.
No.
So anyway, we've gone down to the salt bar area, another VIP. Anyway, we're sitting down in the booth. Marcus and Miles, the owners are there.
We're
having a chat. And all of a sudden, we'll see Buck's got Miles. Look like this. And a very serious D&M went straight into D&M mode, talking. Yeah, we should work together like more. Like, just love to have you on board for this progress. Like, you just guys have got a great establishment. You turned a VIP party night into a full networking experience for yourself.
Oh, I hate. So, have you ever been out? And I hope these logs have been out. And you just grab some people and you just go from zero to a million. And I grab those boys and Marcus and Miles Pitt, two of the best operators you've ever seen.
They are very good.
They even put up with me chewing their ear off for probably 45 minutes each.
So long.
And you even came up probably three times and said, oh, it's probably enough. Time. That's enough. And I was like, yeah, no. But I just needed to tell them something.
Yeah.
And
kept going.
Basically, was just picking their brains on the great establishment that is the Sorrento Hotel and how they got there. And I was just trying to get inspiration for our LSO, which is List Clogs Enterprises, because we want to take it to the next level.
It was cool. And I appreciate that, but sometimes you got to read the room. Everyone's party dancing.
I was past that
you
stage
sat
of reading
them down.
The
it was like a boardroom meeting.
Yeah,
but let's talk for 45 minutes. Anyway, it was great. Marcus Miles, Hotel Sorrento, thank you so much for looking after us.
Apologies for me.
Sorry about bringing him in.
Gee, so that was...
It was great.
It was good fun.
It
was very good fun. So we had a good time there. Beautiful end of the earth down.
It's just beautiful down
the
there,
coast. And you know, your partner, your beautiful fiancee, Anna's from that end of the earth. So you are a local. Mm. I was a...
It's good to see you down there. You're not there very often.
No, I'm not.
What are you doing down that part of the world?
Oh, sometimes it's good just to see how the other half lives.
Network.
Yeah, I'm a North Sider.
Yeah.
But you know me, I'm always business. And that's why I was DNF.
Was this a business trip for you?
It was a business trip.
So you sort of took it. Now, big, probably the biggest story I'm going to break ever on GMZ. Play the sting. GMZ. Yep. No time to muck around this week. No time to muck around. And when I'm breaking stories, I've broken world stories. I've broken sushi
last
stories.
Week was
amazing, wasn't it?
Big.
The sushi story last week was big.
The sting was... We don't like to give Sam credit, but the sting was...
He did a good job, actually.
Pretty good.
This week, it's a local story from the suburbs. And as the list cloggers, you know, we have a community now that want to report news when they see it.
So you're GMZ worldwide, but also...
We stay true to our roots.
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
Part of the world, yes.
So someone's come to me during the week.
Because when you get big enough, scoops come to you.
Oh,
you don't actually have to do the work anymore.
You think Tommy Brown's like walking around the car park at Essendon trying to see... He probably actually does do that. Scoops come to me. Boogie. Ryan Boomers, Boogie Smalls. He sends me a message.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Hey, Dan.
He's a ripper.
Hey, Dan. Very concerning. I don't know why, but I was on Tommy Sheridan's Wikipedia page and something came to my attention.
No.
It appears in the last sentence of the second paragraph that the sentence starts with I and then he, looking like he has forgotten to raise after writing
his own Wikipedia page.
His first personal himself and changed afterwards, forgetting the error. Would definitely need something to be investigated. I've investigated it. So I went on to his Wikipedia page.
This doesn't surprise me.
I went on his Wikipedia page, so I had to find out. Something was coming to me. And on his Wikipedia page, if it is true, Tommy Sheridan, and we're not going to play the blame game, has added a nickname option.
No.
To his Wikipedia page.
No. What is it?
And he's put in train. He's put in train. He's also put in that if it is him, he showed endurance and he's in the top 2% participants in the beep test of the 3 kilometer run.
He has 100% written this.
So he wrote...
Does it say anything about Rick's in there?
It doesn't, but I'm not sure. But he said, so where we're going to investigate, he represented Victoria Metro at the 2011 AFL Under-18 Championships and was named the TAC Cup Team of the Year. Full stop. I... Then he was drafted by Fremantle with their first selection. So I'm thinking...
So he's gone... He's written it in first... Third person. No. He's written it in his own person.
Yeah,
in first person.
First person. And
then
realized,
he's gone back and tried to edit
and
it.
And got a backspace.
How do you even edit a Wikipedia page?
I think it's pretty simple, isn't it? You can, yeah. I think you can go on yourself and do it.
Mine gets edited a lot. It says some profanity in mine.
I don't...
It says a lot of profanity.
I love self-endorsement, but... The alarming one is the nickname option.
Yeah, adding his own nickname.
So that's where I think and that's a very big story.
Let's maybe just set the record straight. Mm. His official nickname is Horse Teeth.
Yeah.
That's his official nickname.
Okay.
Horse Teeth Sheridan. So if we can get that changed now on his Wikipedia page,
if someone can
update that, whoever he did, but if someone out there, at least we can go and update Tommy Sheridan's page for it, Horse Teeth, founder, director of Rick's Eyewear. Former AFL superstar, yes. That'd be fantastic.
Well, we can change that, but a big story because list cloggers like to keep list cloggers accountable.
Yes.
I'll keep you accountable.
Oh, no.
You keep me accountable. I don't have anything on you, so you have to keep it relaxed.
Okay.
I wasn't going anywhere, but I just want to make sure that we follow this up.
Yeah, good.
So it's a rolling story, rolling coverage on Tommy Sheridan editing his own Wikipedia
Sometimes
page.
Sometimes these are investigations.
They are.
Oh, well, mate, that was another great installment of
TMZ. Thank you. I know you enjoy it. I'm thinking of big stories, don't I? Like, if you've never heard these stories before in the news.
No, and they don't get the airtime they deserve. So I appreciate you putting in the hard work and effort that you do each day to bring it in. And the list cloggers appreciate it because it shows. Mate, last week we spoke about Sam.
Mm.
With the brands. Okay, so after that, you know, it was a bit of a joke, but Sam was actually quite excited because he thought, I'm going to get some more free stuff.
Mm.
I'm going to get some more free clothing. I'm going to get some more free things. Do you reckon anyone offered it?
Surely not. No one?
No one.
Good. You don't deserve any free stuff.
Because the people know he hasn't got their best interests at heart.
No.
He tried to unfollow our employees.
He tried to sack everyone.
But in saying that, because Sam actually does really want free stuff, we want you to send him the worst free stuff you've got.
Yeah, love
it. So instead of like cool clothing brands, even though we didn't get offered that at all, we want you to send in like your mum or dad's locksmith company trucker hat.
Oh, the worst stuff.
Like your dad's dentist polo.
Yeah.
Like something just horrific.
Terrible. That we get rid of.
We want your business for Sam.
Even if your parents have something at home that they don't want.
Send it in.
Send it to Sam.
The worst thing you can possibly imagine, send it in.
He'll take it.
And we'll,
yeah, like
that. We'll read it out. So send us a DM and we'll know.
Yep.
We'll let you know who
read it. Perfect.
Send that. That'd be exciting. Mate, just a bit of housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's always smart to do some housekeeping.
Just some housekeeping quickly. So we've spoken a lot about the membership. Now,
yes, where
we
are
spoke
we
to corporate. Spoke to a lot of... We've got a board meeting next week. So with corporate. Yeah, we've got everyone coming in.
Sam will be there?
So I'm just going through my... No, he's not coming. So we've got Matt, head of logistics and licensing, coming in.
Huge.
Louis, pet specialist.
Yep.
Lockie, head of landscaping and horticultural and design. Harry at HR and culture administration.
I have a HR issue already against someone in this room.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything because I fear for what...
what happened? The repercussions?
If this person knows that I'm talking to HR about this
person. Wait to talk to them, HR first.
I'm scared.
Wait to talk to HR.
Okay, I'll wait.
So we've got the big meeting next week about the membership packages for list cloggers.
Huge.
Okay, so that's coming. Please know that's coming. We know how keen everyone is for that. The second thing is, guess what's live?
Mm.
We have a webpage.
We have a webpage.
Yeah, we have a webpage.
Huge.
Yeah.
We haven't just said this and we don't have a webpage because we say like a lot of things and then we don't do it.
We actually have.
So do we have a webpage?
Okay. By the time this actually comes out,
we'll have one.
The webpage will be there.
Good.
I can't give you the actual webpage right now, but it will be in the show notes.
Yep.
It'll be in the link in our bio.
Mm.
It'll be on our, it's going to be.
It's up on the screen.
Right here.
Here it is.
Right.
Go here. Now. Go now
this.
And
go to this.
Well, I guess you could subscribe there.
No.
Wouldn't do that.
On the webpage.
Send us an email.
What you're going to do is, it basically is.
Send us a photo.
No photos.
Send us free stuff for Sam.
No. So this webpage will basically be a forum. It's very unique. There's nothing like it out there. It's going to be a page where you can access us. But the main thing we want you to access us for is 2021 sponsorship. And we are dead set on this. We need to sponsor a team for 2021.
We need
We've had some incredible messages, but in all seriousness, our DMs get...
Yeah,
we lose them all. We need you to come through email so that we can...
We love you coming in, but we lose you. It's like when you enter a VIP area and you see Big Dan Orange in the corner. Yeah. You see him, but then you lose him.
You lose him. You lose him.
You know?
So we we can get through all the emails. We'll get through that. And we are going to, in the next couple of weeks, lock in a sponsorship for 2021. I'm sort of thinking, and this again is off the cuff, I'm thinking what we do is we pick a top three. If we get them in the studio to tell us why, or we call them through the device we've got here. We can call
beautiful
them.
Beautiful device.
Talk to them.
Yep.
And we might even put it out to a vote to everyone
who we
what
will.
Team
I like
we should
a lot.
Sponsor.
Yeah, that's great. So, like, I think it should be like a...
Yeah, yeah.
A foot when
that, you know what? I'm so fucking smart sometimes. Like,
you
did I think of that off the top of my head?
I'm so much smarter than
I
you.
Yeah, I
did. I'm so much smarter than you.
Because you know why? I care.
I care.
I care about everyone.
And so we'll just get like, we'll just make everyone else list cloggers because I care so much about list cloggers. I want them to decide.
Same.
So we'll get them to pick. So I'm thinking maybe it's like a job application. We know.
Where do you see this partnership in 10 years?
Yeah, perfect. See? How much do you all earn before tax? What's your marital status? They're really important questions. We get those three clubs. We sit them down. We'll have some interview
What's
questions.
What's your weaknesses? Because mine's I care too much.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Mine, that's a list clock. That is our thing.
And my weaknesses is that I can't go any venue without being a VIP.
You know what? Time for the round review.
Mate, big round.
Big round. Round three.
Bow forwards are back. The big boys are back and they're kicking bags of goals.
Yeah. Who?
Joshy Bruce kicked 10.
Joshy Bruce.
Gun. Yeah. But let's just go through game by game.
He was great.
He was good. Collingwood, Brisbane.
Wow.
What a game. Great game.
Thursday night
footy. Brizzy have no right winning that game.
How big's that? Because you look at Brisbane, for example, and I know people know this, I'm not speaking out of school, but COVID, Queensland, they have been in Melbourne for like 2 weeks now. Mm. That win, like I picked them as like someone that would be winning the grand final. That win, after losing the first two, staying in Melbourne, world's against them. They're stuck in this hotel. They're training at Port Melbourne, VFL. That win is so big. And that is, the footy gods are alive.
It's big. You know, they wouldn't have travelled for like 500 days. New environment for them.
Yeah, true.
It's all again.
True.
It's all again. I know. Yeah. See, sometimes I'm smart. Yeah. Better than all the other broadcasters. Yeah. So big win. Zach Bailey.
How good's that?
Childhood dream.
He goes.
Did a good pattern.
And then he goes again. He backs it up with the goal. So obviously, if you didn't see that, he tackled Mark Blitzarves. Should have got the free kick to win that game. And then this week, he kicks a winning goal.
The footy gods looking after him.
Yeah, footy gods. I reckon we call it.
Footy gods.
The footy gods.
Footy gods. Footy gods, yeah.
Huge.
So they've lost that, Collingwood. And Pies fans, geez, haven't they just kicked off after the game?
Not happy.
Vision coming out, attempting to abuse the umpires over the race, bash them.
Yeah.
It's not on. So, yeah.
It's not funny at all. The bloke that's just in that vision, though, like.
Not happy about it.
What do you expect?
Trackies. Oh, and he was wearing trackies at the footy.
Come on.
Don't wear trackies at the footy.
Get some jeans.
Yeah. Get some teeth. North Melbourne versus Western Bulldogs. Big game. North.
Oh, what a blockbuster. Oh,
no. What a treat for every AFL fan to get treated on Easter. Even AFL gives us North Melbourne versus the Bulldogs. I'd rather punch myself in the face than watch that game again. I'd rather sit on a cactus than ever see that game again. Fuck me swinging. Joshy Bruce, he just about demolished them by halftime. Western Bulldogs, fuck, they're playing sexy footy and they got sexy footy players. Bailey Smith continues to impress me with how good looking he is. He's just, I reckon he's got solarium at home as well. They look good. They're up and about. Joshy Bruce comes out, kicks 10, destroys it. North Melbourne. How can I run a serious program with this kind of...
No.
North Melbourne.
Nah.
Listen.
Nah.
I'll be serious now. North Melbourne are going to have a very long year.
Well, you reckon? You reckon? No. In all seriousness, I think we've been there. We have been there.
I've won
two wooden spoons. Okay. Everyone, it's so easy to bag North Melbourne right now.
It is.
Why don't we rally behind them?
Yeah, I'd love to. I would love to, but that was a hard watch. And we'll get behind them because we love battlers here. We stand for battlers and we'll back them in. We'll back North in to turn through.
Who have they got next week?
I'll tell you right now. They have
Adelaide.
That's a massive opportunity for them.
Yeah, that's winnable.
Crom versus the Kangaroos.
Yeah.
You're right. We are the Liz Clutter show. We are the players show. We'll get around
with that game, by the way. Josh Bruce, obviously, absolutely incredible. And we'll feature later in my votes. But the Doggies are serious. Doggies are serious.
They're the best midfielder in the
country. Man, okay, this is getting real technical right now, but we do this sometimes. We go here, here, here.
Mm.
Their handball chains are back to like that 2016 winning grand final type. Like Libba, McRae, Adam Treloar, Dunkley. That we saw that the replay of Adam Treloar kicking that goal out of the centre square. Did you see how quick their hands were? Unbelievable.
They were good. North, a couple of things worried about North to me that worried me were put a man back.
Mm.
Drop on back.
I think they did.
Joshy Bruce, well, put three back.
Yeah.
Joshy Bruce has just clunked him 2-on-1.
Sometimes though, when it rains, it pours.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Poured fucking goals. Yeah. The Marvel. Yeah.
It's a quick deck there.
And then Noble, I watched the press conference after.
I felt so bad for him, man. I actually really like Noble. I reckon he's a good coach.
Yeah, I like him as well. But he said something that worried me.
What did he say?
These losses, he said something along the words like, these losses are understandable and expected, which I didn't like.
I think he's just buying some time.
Well, he's got 7 days to turn things around.
Yeah.
So that's enough time for him.
Yeah. Geez, you're really putting it on.
Yeah, because I care for him. I put it on GWS and look at them. Look what they did. Lost by 40. See? That's always what I put the pressure on these teams and they're better for it.
I don't know if they are.
No, look.
Yeah.
We'll rally behind
we're
North.
We're going to get around them. Yeah. I reckon we should get North memberships.
Look, North, if you come within 10 goals this week, I'll buy a North membership.
We'll get North memberships.
I'll just get North memberships. Yeah, we'll get around them.
Do you know what, though, with North? One thing that really annoys me about North, and it's not what you think it's going to be, get back that jumper you were wearing two years ago.
Which
one? Oh, my God. That was the most... Yeah, it was like... It was like stripe here, and then it had the kangaroo on it. So I hope, watch this space with North. We're getting around them.
We'll get memberships this week.
We're getting memberships. Adelaide Suns.
Good game.
Texan.
Big Tex, he's back. I'll have whatever he's having. I'll have whatever he's having, mate. He's back big time.
Tex is back.
He's kicking snags.
Is there a player that you just love watching when he's up and about more than the Big Tex?
He's a player that you'd love to play next to.
Oh.
Because you know he gives it his all. He's on the
list. I love it when I love adversity.
Mm.
Okay. And I think Tex was up like he was the most loved player in the AFL 5 years ago when he had the mullet. You know, he went through that period. And then everyone jumped on him, was railing him off and writing him off, saying that he shouldn't have even been playing this year.
Mm.
And now he's looking like he's going to win the Coleman. I love that.
We love that. We're pro players here. And yes, will I particularly give teams a whack when they need it? Yes. But we love players.
Mate, and I just love blokes.
We love
that
him.
Just stick it right up him.
Yeah. He's good to watch. The Suns played a good game as well.
They did.
They were good. Max King is really...
Jeez, man. He's those a good, two twins are going to be...
There's something
two
else. Twins? Isaac Rankin. The Suns are going to be around the mark this year.
Yep.
Oh, Max. Sorry, Max Ben. Ben King. Ben King is a good player. They're going to be around the mark this year, the Suns. Tigers Swans. Errol, how you going?
Hey, Errol. What's going on?
Errol is listening.
Jeez, having the Swams. Aren't they just getting around? Isn't there a bit of bromance between Liz Cloggers and the Swams at the moment?
I know. They love
like,
us. I know.
Shout out.
Good on them.
Yeah, we love the Swans. We've got Logie.
Yeah.
Big Logie Bear.
Yep.
Errol. Lukey Parks. Yep. One of our good mates. He's loving us.
Tricky's on fire.
Triggy. Oh, isn't he?
Tom Hickey's on fire.
Tom Hickey.
We love Tom Hickey.
He's just
strolling around the G.
Oh.
So the Swans, they're the real deal.
They're up and about. I've got a funny story about a Swans player.
Love this.
So we love the Swans and we're a very good relationship with the Swans. But I was playing in the NEAFL. Shock horror. I used to play NEAFL.
Oh, yeah, something different.
NEAFL's best. And in the NEAFL, we play against the Swans like every second week.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what it's like? There's neighbors. Like six teams up there.
Yeah,
so like
play
you play
them.
You play them like literally every second. Like sometimes you play them 2 weeks in a row.
You say the NEAFL?
Yeah.
Same faces, keep rolling us out.
Exactly right. Just, there you go, mate. Still here.
No,
well done.
It's been a long 5 weeks.
Yeah, So you're literally playing against each other every second week. So we're playing this one day at the Swans. Blacktown. Beautiful deck out there. Plenty of people. It was great. So you know when you're at a game and you're playing AFL, sometimes it's hard. it's hard to make out what people are saying to you because there's so many people there.
Yeah.
You don't have that problem out at Blacktown because there's no one there. So like, if someone's yelling at you from like the boundary
crystal
line.
Crystal clear.
You know exactly what they're saying and you know at what temperature it's coming. You know, you can feel the heat
and
from
you can
it.
See them.
And they're right there.
There's that one person that's yelling.
That's that one angry person yelling at me. Abuse. So I remember one day, fondly, at Blacktown when obviously Crosstown Rivals, there's heat in the game.
Okay? In the Neville, of course
I'm not saying that I was the most loving person out there. Though, okay? Battle of the Bridge. It's the Battle of the Bridge. You're setting the tone for the senior boys, okay? As I would say when you run out, and any twos would say this. If you don't say, boys, today we're setting the tone for the senior lads, all right?
As you look at 20 academy kids who just turned 15.
As you're running out and you're looking every single one of your teammates in your eye that you've just met that day, and you say, lads, we absolutely fucking hate these blokes we are setting the tone for the senior boys.
We owe these blokes.
Yeah. We hate them. What we do today, we are setting the tone for the senior lads, okay? Because coming out after.
You know the senior lads, they get this vibe. They're picking up what's happening.
Do you reckon the senior lads are going to go out with effort if we don't? No. So we definitely set the tone. Anyway, so I'm out there. What am I doing? Setting the tone for the senior boys. So I'm setting the tone for the senior lads. Yeah. And there's someone that doesn't like the tone that I'm setting. And they were just hurling abuse at me like the whole day. Like really personal stuff too. Yeah. Like things like saying things about my dad and saying things about some shit that I was like, that's actually quite hurtful. Like, I don't know what to do now. Yeah. Anyway, after it, I was like, what the hell was that? All the boys were like, man, that was so fucking weird. Like, why was this bloke just like abusing you? And don't get me wrong, as I said, I wasn't an angel. I was probably, you know, doing something, setting the tone for the senior boys.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might have been some fisticuff, bit of jumper, you know, jumper throwing, you know, that's setting the tone.
Yeah, set the tone.
And, yeah, there was someone that really didn't like it.
Wow.
I found out later that was an opposition player's dad.
That's so embarrassing. So embarrassing. You should have turned around and said, I'm setting the tone, mate. Stop. I'm setting the tone for the senior boys.
And yeah, so, it was really weird.
Wow, that's embarrassing for him. It's just on this setting the tone thing, what does setting the tone look like for you individually?
Fisty, like jumper punches.
And the academy kids
You know what's even better? Elbow in the back. No reason.
And guess what?
Yeah.
The academy kids, they go home, mum and dad in the car. Jeez, dude, Buckley set the tone hard. They're now walking a bit
taller. Comes to the contract negotiations at the end of the year and they're like, what does this bloke do? He sets a tone for the senior boys. You know what I mean? He sort of sets a tone. So,
I think you've
got to set the tone. But that day, the tone I set wasn't really reciprocated as much as...
Call you the thermostat.
Yeah.
Don't know why, mate. Set. Yeah. Setting weather.
Boys end up getting beat by 40.
Set the tone.
Tone wasn't
set
good.
Set the tone. You're a tone setter, mate.
Yeah. Where are we?
We were the Swans.
They set the tone.
They would set the tone hard. And it's all about, you know.
Sorry, new segment. Who set the tone for the senior boys?
Yep.
Okay. From now on, that's we'll think about that one.
Tone setter. Yeah. Tone setter of the week. Tide trap, but we love going sidetrack. We're back now. Tigers, real deal. Swans, real deal. Sorry. Tigers, no concern.
Is this the end of...
Not even concern. Had a bad day. Okay. Essendon, St Kilda. Essendon, Saints.
Who cares? Next.
No.
That's what I mean. Like, people saying Saints top four. I'm saying...
Yeah.
No.
I'm saying top snore. No need for that. Yeah. No need for that. We know it is what
that's
it is.
That's the biggest overreaction.
You know, not need to go over it. West Coast Port, flying Ryan.
You know I love West Coast.
We do. So you've always said that.
And West Coast Port, two teams I think will be there. I think West Coast are my premiership favourites. I've said this. Said this a lot. They had not a good start to the year. But Luke Shuey's back now. Liam Ryan is a genuine star. I really like West Coast. So thought that was good. And Port Adelaide, as we said, as good as they've been going, you looked at their first three games. They played
Adelaide. They had North.
And
Adelaide in the preseason.
Yeah.
So
they haven't had as big of a tough start, but I still think they're going
to. They're still a good team. Carlton.
Flag
Freo,
Blues.
Flaggers.
Flag Blues.
Flag Blues. Blues. What a game and what a performance.
How was your performance
on day, match day host? Gee, he was good from what I heard.
Did that set the tone for the senior boys?
I was set the tone.
Did that set the tone?
And they just knew when fans walked in, when they heard me on the microphone, they just knew this guy was setting the tone.
For the senior boys.
Setting the tone for the senior boys. And the senior boys loved it. You know,
I did see some vision of you because what was actually funny was the night before this, that's when we were out together.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next morning I wake up and I'm on my phone just scrolling through and I'm feeling a bit Dusty Martin.
Yeah.
and I see you out there, I don't think you really were as oomphed as you were the week before.
Sometimes you can't bring as much energy as you want, but I've tried.
The demeanor still set the tone.
I tried. And, yeah. you know, it's just a presence I had. Blues are back, Blues are baby. They man, deal
Sam,
they had
we,
to.
We say this a lot, but Sam Walsh.
He's a very, very good player.
Yeah. 38, actually.
38, you're right here.
Yeah.
37. Cribber was back.
Jeez, he stood
got
up.
Got slammed in the middle. You know what, adversity, I, you know what shits me? Actually?
Go on.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say this, and I don't care about Kane Corns' feelings. No, not about him in particular, but all the media journos, like, fuck, they whack a player.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching a show that will remain nameless. They're just so harsh.
Critics.
They're, all segments are just like, oh, this player's had a bad game, still averaging 25, we're off him, sell stocks in him, trade him, what's wrong with him? Give him a break.
I think it's just Australian culture.
But it doesn't happen in other sports.
Yeah.
Tool poppy. It is. It's very tool poppy.
It is. We are quick at shutting blokes down. Like they say, Cripper, it's two games into the season.
Cripper, like, and they did it with Grundy.
Yeah, they did it with Grundy.
Oh, and Cogney has 60-odd hitouts and 25 touches. I don't like that we do that at all. Big HGK 75H.
But what about big Liam Jones? 16 intercept possessions.
He's a good player.
That's massive, man.
He's good. The Blues, they showed us what they
They've got to keep going. They've got to keep
this
going.
This year, yeah. So
I was actually disappointed in Fremantle because I thought, obviously, would wanted Carlton to win, but I thought Fremantle were going to win this game. Because I think that they have, behind Swans, I think they have the second best young talent in the league.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough of them. Don't know. There's a lot of blokes I hadn't seen enough of there yesterday.
Yeah.
As I was hosting the game because I was on the ground with those boys. So, look, all of us yesterday had a great game, us Blue Boys.
Yeah, you were great. You said, and I was, so did Teague get you in and have a chat with the boys after the game?
I forget this. Fuck me. So, we're going. So, you know, like when everyone's cheering and like, you know, you come off the ground, the team comes off and the crowd goes nuts. Yeah. Guess who's walking behind the team? Start throwing my head to the crowd. There should be Fox Footy.
Can we get that vision?
Look on Fox Footy. There's vision down the race. The boys going down. Like everyone's hugging each other. The reserves boys behind them as well.
Set the tone.
Guess who's giving hugs?
Oh my God.
Hands and pugs back down the back. Set the tone. So I was in the rooms with the boys and Teague is happy with us.
With your abs? Were you down the rooms?
Yeah, gave Teague a pat on the back. Didn't turn around. Didn't feel it. But gave him a pat on the back. So we're up and about.
And just our list clogger of the week last week, Sam Switkowski. He battled hard. It was a tough day for Freo. But
true.
He was good. He was good.
GW. Hold on. Sorry, mate. GW. Fuck. Oh, mate. Thought it was pretty clear last week with your mob. You come out, you had a good first quarter, that's a tick. Second quarter, fucking cross. Third quarter, cross. Fourth quarter, get fucked. Lose by 40-odd. I don't know what's
going
on there, Bucks.
Don't disrespect.
What's happening? Tell us what's happening. I've tried to ask you last week, what's going on?
I've told you this.
You ripped the heart and soul out of a footy club?
Out of an organisation.
Yeah. And this is what happens.
Yes. So, now look, to be honest, they were actually very good. The Giants were good, and so were Melbourne. I think we're not giving Melbourne enough credit. They're 3-0. Our boy Cozzy Pickett again was just.
It was great. Kicking goals from everywhere. He's electric. Good. Exciting
to
watch.
He's very, very good. Yeah. And there's a lot of players there that don't get enough credit, like your Alex Neil Bullens, these types.
Yeah.
They're playing some good footy at the moment, Melbourne.
They've got a good list. I think they've got a very underrated list. It was overrated the years there, and now I think it's.
And I think with the Giants, like Cogs. Went down injured. Phil Davis, injured. Matt DeBoer, injured. Toby Green. I know he's a good friend, but fuck, he's good.
He's a good player. Toby's very good.
He kicked 5 goals on our mate Stephen May.
Yeah. The deal's on Maisie, was it?
No, he didn't.
Look, I know there had some injuries. It was hard, but I don't know where to go from here.
I think he's got to recoup.
Again, we're going to throw arms around them. That's what we do
here.
We see our friends struggling.
What would you do this week?
Sack them all. Yeah.
How sometimes coaches, and I think they might be past this point, but you know, like sometimes when you're playing footy and you have a shit game, but then you go into the week and you're doing the review and you think, fuck, we're going to get slammed today. But the coach actually almost says, boys, you know what? Take the day off.
You know what?
It happens like once every 2 years.
Yeah, Guy McKinnon used to do it frequently at the Suns. It was awesome.
It's the best feeling in the world. You're literally sitting there and you're like, this is going to be the worst. Mm. Like you're in for like a 3-hour meeting and they go, you know what, boys, just take the day off. That's not going to happen. I'm just saying those are times.
Yeah, they are.
There was other times at Carlton that happened a fair bit, but there was other times where I thought it might happen and it didn't.
Yeah.
It went like 6-hour meetings.
That's fair. I used to, when I knew I shirked a few contests, I just fake sick that Monday and not come in for review.
Those days would never happen if you had a shit game. They were only if like the good players had shit games.
Mm.
But if like a list clogger had a shit game, you're coming up.
Yeah. So
Hawthorn Geelong, those games do not disappoint. They can be 17th, 18th on the ladder and they're a blockbuster.
Every game's a blockbuster, as you said. Great game again. Cats get the points just in the thriller.
Cats have it. I think after that year, 2008, when Hawks beat Cats in the grand final, I don't know the stats on this, but I think it's like the
just
last...
Just make it up. We're close.
All right, I'm going to totally make this up.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's like out of the last 13, the Cats have won 12.
Yeah. And that's 100% right.
Yeah, don't even fact check that. No. Like, honestly.
And why even? We break stories. We got the facts. Geelong, they're a bit slow.
Oh.
They're boring to watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
They've won.
Yeah, but it was like watching a soccer game. They go back and back and around and just get it up the guts.
Rocked up to this chat and you didn't even know they were playing. Like, the game was on here.
Again, mate, I assume they went back and around and slow, okay?
Last 5 minutes was on and you didn't even watch it.
And that's why we're the best game breakers in the game.
We're the number one news breakers.
Yeah, because we care, we watch footy.
But I like it. I think Hawthorn will be good.
You know what I did do?
What'd you do?
Watch the AFLW. I park myself on the couch and I watch the AFLW finals.
Yep.
And tell you what, the girls, they go really well with girls. If you haven't watched an AFLW game,
tough as nails, man.
They are tough as nails and it's entertaining to watch.
You're right, mate. It was firing. So a bit of a different setup with how the finals work, but Brisbane and Adelaide were the top two teams. So they went straight, they're going straight through to the prelims. But I want to talk about Collingwood AFLW.
Yes.
They've got some serious superstars. Bree Davey was obviously,
gun.
She made the big... big change from
Crosstown
rivals. But the player that is in my watch at the moment, Chloe Malloy, she is seriously good.
Big fan.
Very big fan. She's so dangerous. Like every time she goes near the ball, she kicks a goal. So
I
think Collingwood are the Smokies going, well, they're not Smokies because they're obviously already in the finals, but I think they finished in the bottom half of the finals to get in. So I think that they could be doing some big damage. And Tani Brown, goal kickers as well, which is Gavin Brown's daughter, which is obviously Cal Brown, Tyler Brown's brother. So they've got some, they got some pedigree there.
They've
got some pedigree. I would love to just chat to those three and just sit them down and say, how do you not let down your father?
Yeah.
Because
I am.
Like, and I have. Did. And it would be good to sort of chat to you three just to like, and like, what's it like for your family to be proud of you sort of thing?
And be real happy. Like when you walk in the room, actually happy to see you and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what's that like to actually be an amazing son?
And
anyway, so
and
moving on next week.
So I've got big prelims this week. I'm saying Collingwood beat Brisbane.
Yep.
And I'm saying Adelaide beat Melbourne.
I'm saying Collingwood, Brisbane, Melbourne beat Adelaide.
You going against Aaron Phillips?
Oh,
and
I think these are, they're on the rise. I like them.
Yep. All right. This is one of the crowd favourites.
Oh, we love this one, don't we? We love it.
Sting it.
Play it.
Oh, your peep sucks.
Winners. Wow. We love the winners.
We love
here.
The winners.
My winner this week, Blues. Well, back in town. And you say it's a soft spot in my heart. Pressure was on all week.
Why is there a soft spot? Sometimes I struggle to work out why is there this soft spot in your heart.
Because they didn't want to get rid of me.
You didn't like...
Because of salary
cap. I'm not saying that you like didn't do anything, but I'm saying you did minimal and had no relationship with any of like...
That's the thing about the soft cap when I left, man. Like... I feel like I was probably just the one that...
You didn't even speak to anyone.
When you've got a water bucket and the water gets to the top of it, it spills over. I was the last drop and had to be forced out of the team. So, Carlton, congrats,
but
guys.
Like, just on the relationships, like...
The boys lovely down there. You're right. They do. Lots of good people down there. They're happy to see me every match day. It's good. So, they're my win of the week. They're back. A lot of pressure. People thought Freo were going to win.
Yeah.
So... see them. Your winner?
My winner is West Coast. As I said, I think they're on. I think this is a game changer. Luke Shuey back. You know, I love Luke Shuey. Liam Ryan, as I said, gaff fired up this week. He'd been getting bloody slammed in the media too.
Mm.
So he's playing good. Absolutely. I think the Eagles out of its cage. And I think that they're going to...
The Eagles out of its cage.
I think they're going to soar up the ladder.
Yeah. You can't cage eagles for too long, can you?
Nah, well, they did. They tried to do the first two rounds.
Yeah. You know, did you cage an eagle?
Kegel.
Losers. Sorry. My losers are Collingwood.
Oh,
a game you can't lose. Brisbane, want to go home. Oh, sorry. Turn around. Go back to the hotel. You can't come in. Oh, we've got to train somewhere. We don't know where we're training. Oh, down at VFL, Port Melbourne grounds.
Been there, shout out.
I know. Yeah, I've been there plenty of times. Pies up. Up for most of the game. I think it was like 95 plus minutes. Lose on the siren. Doesn't go down well with their fans. Doesn't go down well with me.
No.
So they're my biggest loser of the week.
And just a prerequisite of this biggest loser of the week. We love everyone. We know people are passionate about football. Don't take this as a personal attack.
No.
Okay? Like a few people were quite upset with us last week.
We've got to pick one loser.
We do have to pick a loser of the week, okay? Yeah. We're not attacking you or your family.
It's not personal.
It's just someone's got to be a bit of a loser. My loser of the week is...
Oh, no.
St Kilda.
Oh, hey, laugh.
Number one newsbreakers.
Yep.
He's the newsbreaker. You're not finishing top four. Okay?
take that and press it. There. They weren't great. Weren't great on the weekend. So congrats to those losers. huge effort to get.
So, yeah, as we said, we do. I love St Kilda. I actually really like St Kilda.
I'm really trying to get
Jack Steele on my podcast. I don't know if that was the best.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Choice.
I'm sure the captain would love hearing that.
Yeah.
Or the footy club. I wouldn't stay up too late tonight thinking about that.
The big time of this week, which we love this time of the week.
Oh, we do. We do. I am a good player. I'm a very good player.
Just to refresh things, round one, we had Matt Flynn, who was absolutely wrapped. We had Sam Swikowski last week, too, who was ecstatic. Just, again, to go through this, the list clogger of the week is a positive.
Oh, it's a great thing to get. We're building people who are underrated.
Underrated and unrecognized, and also not getting the credit they deserve.
Yeah.
That have done it the hard way.
Yeah. Yeah. Flying under the radar a bit. They go in, week in, week out, play their role. And I think we can both agree when I say this, Tom Hickey has been robbed 2 weeks in a row. And he does get an honourable mention this week because he was very good.
He was good again.
He was very, very good.
He was very good.
Who's yours?
Who's yours?
Lockie Fogarty. Unbelievable. He might be the best recruit Carlton have this year.
Yeah.
25 touches, 7 tackles and a goal.
Yeah.
He's very underrated.
I think I said this last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you can pick him again if you want.
No, I'm just saying, fuck off.
Yeah, but you couldn't have said him last week because you picked...
I said him last week after his other game against...
Well, mate, it's like the NAB Rising Star. You can't have one good game and think you're the team of the week.
Fair.
You know? Otherwise... But
the thing that I just don't feel like you're thinking about the team right now. Like, we just signed a small forward last week.
Okay, then we'll scrap that. Tom Hickey again.
We have a ruckman.
I said put him in the pocket.
We don't need two ruckmen. The game is... You said last week the tall forward's dead and now you want two ruckmen in the team.
Well, fuck, I promise he's getting in the team somehow. So how are we going to sneak him in the team, mate? He can't play full back, can he? Lockie Fogarty. It's okay, you can pick here for mine. Do you want Tom Hickey or Lockie Fogarty?
I like them both.
Mm.
I like them both. I can't choose for you.
My nomination's Lockie.
Okay.
I'm not adding him.
Well, we're being very biased on this show, but I had another one this week.
Mm.
Who is someone that has done it tougher than most and is just prove them wrong, Liam Jones.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
I put thought into the show.
I put Tom Hickey.
had him last week.
Because he keeps performing. It's like saying, Dusty's got another 3 votes.
Yeah, fair.
You picked him last week. He has 40 Liam touches Jones a game.
Is he has to be, his story needs to, he was... On like so they were like going to pay him out of his contract and get rid of him and he went back this weekend. He had 16 intercept possessions in a game in a big win and he's now in the leadership group. He has done a complete 180. And I love him. He's got heart and soul. It's an incredible story. We've got to tell that one. So Liam Jones, I feel like he will be a very good inclusion to the halfback.
Yeah, I like that. I'm thinking. Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe they both go in.
Who?
Both Lockie and Liam.
We can't. We go one each.
Well, we can drop one.
No, we can't.
Okay, well, Tom Hickey then. No, I want Liam. Put Liam in.
Liam needs to go in,
so Liam will play fullback.
Fullback or half, centre half?
Centre half, because he wants
to intercept. Let's put him there. centre for now. But if we Tom Hickey needs to go fullback, then we will get him.
Because the good thing about having Hickey in the team is he's pretty versatile.
He is,
and he loves playing centre back.
And he can. Okay. Well, congratulations, Liam Jones.
If well done, Jonesy. Very good. I know you'd be rapt hearing that, Liam. Probably one of the best.
One of the best blokes. One of the best intercept defenders, and one of the great stories. So we absolutely love him, and he is everything someone aspires to be is Liam.
Yeah,
so
it's very nice of you. Well,
all right, Danny boy, Danny Monswag, Lord.
Yeah.
Quick round preview. Swans could go
four zip. They will. SCG, big Budwa back. Swans win again.
Wow,
no doubt about that.
Budwa, doesn't he have like some record against Essendon where he like averages like six goals?
Does he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
I think he'd be pretty close. Yeah. So say that.
Okay.
Port Adelaide, Richmond, Adelaide Oval, Friday night footy.
That huge will game, be a massive game,
big game. I'm going to say Port. I just don't know. Richmond,
this
not often.
This is a massive game.
Yeah. I think Port at home, very similar.
Remember Richmond beat them last year at Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, I think Port would have learned a lesson from last year.
Just to make it interesting, I'm going to go Richmond because I think that'd be fun.
Bulldogs, Brisbane in Ballarat.
Oh.
A beautiful part of the world. We love Ballarat.
I'm born in Ballarat.
Is that true?
Yes.
Nice. I'm born in Adelaide.
That'll be good.
It's a big game. Cold. They're still here. They haven't gone home.
Wow.
They are not going home yet. So that's, I think.
I reckon the Bulldogs.
Same.
I'm tipping the Bulldogs.
Yeah, same. I've got Bulldogs. Yeah.
St Kilda, West Coast. I am tipping West Coast.
West Coast. Saints. Can't trust you.
No.
What's a big game?
This is a big game.
This is a massive game. Two teams go.
Is this the Daniel Gorens Cup?
Two teams for one cup. Much like the video of something else. What would I say that? Gold Coast v Carlton, big game.
Big game. Daniel Gorens Cup.
Big, big game. And you know it means a lot to these two teams.
It does. So you're not going to be emceeing this one?
No, it's in the Gold Coast. And
so Gold Coast aren't flying you up to emceeing?
Not that I know of at the moment, but that might change if they want me up there. Yeah. For me,
do the Blues get content?
I think Gold Coast might get them up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Carlton.
Yeah.
Collingwood Giants, Shiznit.
Jeez, the Giants coming to
That's the MCG. I might go to that game. Go watch. Why not? I haven't been to a game since I finished playing football. So that's not massively because there was no games last year.
Yeah.
But I've not been to an AFL game.
A year and a half.
Yes.
Yeah, huge.
So I need to go
should go to that one. I think it's Saturday night down the G. I think that's, Collingwood.
I'm going Giants.
Okay, good to see you have their back. North Adelaide.
Yeah.
After this everything could that was be, said,
I'm going the Kangaroos.
I'm going to go them as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to rally our support behind them.
In saying that, though, Tex is... Who really plays on Tex? Stop.
Is like, Aiden Corr back this week? I'm not sure.
Hope so.
Mackay? Yeah, Mackay will get him?
I hope.
Yeah, so Tex could have another big day out here if they get their way. D's Geelong, MCG. This is the test for them. The test
for the D's?
For. Yep.
I can't see anyone going with Cozzy. Jed Bewes. He's pretty good.
I think D's. I think D's are legit.
I'm going to go Geelong.
Okay, and then...
Cole Jasny is a good player.
And then over in Perth, Fremantle, Hawthorn. That'll actually be an okay game.
Yeah, pretty good. I reckon for Hawthorn.
I think Freo will bounce back.
We've gone opposite tips this week.
So that's what we do.
All righty. Now it's that time of the week. We get through We get through everything. And people say to me, Dil, can we get priority prick? Can we get it to open the show? Because... A lot of people, they listen to the whole show. They listen to it just to get to this.
Yeah. And has the feedback actually been good for this?
Yes.
Okay.
Really, really high.
Yeah.
Really good.
And last week was Seabiscuit.
Seaspiracy. had a lot of people talk to me about that.
Yep.
Did you see it?
I haven't. No. No, I haven't.
not interested?
No, I didn't sell it to me at all.
Fantastic.
No.
Well, let me sell you this one, my friend.
Go on.
This one is a documentary again. I do love my docuseries. A docuseries, documentaries. I love investigative things. As I said, I'm a curious person. I want to know more.
Yeah.
This was actually sent in by a list clogger to say, can you please review this? I said, you know what? Yes, I can. It's called Icarus. Okay. It's not new. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It is a documentary about a man that... He's a cyclist. He's a bike rider, right? He cycles. And he's a semi-amateur cyclist that wants to get pro. So he goes through like a whole like doping routine as they would do in the Tour de France.
Mm.
Okay. Not breaking, you know, Lance Armstrong. He doped, apparently.
Yep.
So he does a doping routine to see if he gets better. And he tracks all his progress, While he does this, though, the person that he's getting the information off is working as he was like the doctor for like the Russian Olympic team.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
It's hectic, right? Yeah. And then like the Russian, the Soviet Union government, Russia, okay? I don't know if I'm saying that right. They find out about this and they're nearly trying to like kill this guy. Because like he's giving information about what they were doing in the Olympics and all this sort of stuff. It is so hectic. It starts out being about this little documentary about doping in a sport and does it improve to like an uncovering what's happening in Russian doping in sports.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
What did you
and
think?
I...
Had you fired the... Did I sell it to you? Again?
You sold it. I'm probably going to watch it tonight. You sold it. It actually is very crazy, the work.
It's hectic.
The documentary. It's... scary how much Russia wanted to get this guy because he knew too much. So I actually recommend this. I recommend this one.
It got me thinking though, as good as that was, it got me thinking, what would you do if the government would like, you knew something and the government wanted you?
Sell it to China.
You'd sell it.
Sell the information to China.
Well, I always think about this and I probably got to this stage in the salt bar after I'd left the D&M stage.
Yeah.
And I probably got to the stage where I thought, about imagine all the things in the world that nearly happened but didn't, that we don't know about.
Like what?
Like anything. Like there could have been like a terrorist attack or like something could have happened that got stopped just before it happened. And like 100% that would have happened and people have stopped it, but we never know.
Like government agencies covering up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a lot. It'd be scary
to find out. Imagine the person, like, because I can't not tell a story. Like, I couldn't be in that role because I just want to tell everyone. Imagine the things that some people would have done and stopped and they don't get any credit for and they just, like, sit there and just go, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's scary. Do you reckon they get paid to never, ever say that again? Like, people high up, they're like, okay,
we'll
stop
the terrorist
attack.
What do you reckon? Yeah, well, I don't even know. But, like, imagine the stuff that people have done to save us that we don't know. Do you reckon that the government, like say the actual guy, like Scott Morrison and stuff, do you reckon that they actually make decisions or do you think there's people above them that make decisions?
See, I've watched this thing about the White House and apparently like...
Isn't there a series on this?
Yeah, it's like a whole board of people like in Parliament that would make essentially a decision for Scott Morrison and he's the face of that decision.
Yeah. So but like those people, you don't know who they are.
Well, Scott would have to keep, you know, he'd have to, you know, keep everyone on board.
I feel like this doesn't happen in Australia because we're a bit boring, but I feel like the US, there would be like some people like in the boardrooms that we don't even know who they are and they are just like these weapons. Well,
imagine when Trump was in presidency. Imagine the amount of things he would have said and he's like, nah, we're doing this. We're building that wall to Mexico.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was a weird flex. I don't know if that was worth it. No. Anyway, so watch Icarus if you're sorry about that.
How many? What's your rating?
Pretty good. Probably about 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
All right. Go on, watch it.
Give us
a review.
And if you want me to review something, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
I've done a few. I've done Seaspiracy.
Yep.
Tickled. People like Tickled.
Did they?
That was really weird. Tickled was the one that we spoke about last year about the tickling competitions.
Yep.
So any weird documentary you want me to watch, I'll watch it for you.
Nice. Like it.
Thanks.
Like a lot.
All right, Daniel. Well, that was, again, so riveting. We love the show as we always do.
We do.
And a big shout out again to everyone. Just a housekeeping to go through. We spoke about the website, so that's in the show notes. It will be in the show notes.
Be up and running.
Get to it. Enter in your team to win the sponsorship. We are going to really be ramping this up. We've got our meeting with our employees next week with logistics about this stuff, about the membership. It is definitely coming as well.
Yep.
But make sure, first and foremost, List Cloggers need to sponsor a team this year. So get your teams in, get it organised, and very exciting times ahead for List Cloggers Corp.
We're going well. We are building a big community of people we love.
We are.
And we are so thrilled to have everyone that follows, listens, watches, subscribes.
Yes.
We're very, very lucky and very blessed. It's your show. So thank you for jumping on with us and coming on this journey.
As much as Sam doesn't hate this as well, we spoke about this earlier. We need to hire some more people because we need to grow. So again, we want to start getting in some job applications too.
Yeah.
We obviously have been really unorganized.
Mm. Just okay.
Late. So yep. if you think you can help us out with anything, make the job up, okay? We don't want this just normal jobs.
Yeah,
find a role that you can.
We're not
do.
On the internet, you know, looking for roles in particular. We want you to just make something up, and we might need it. So please, please do that.
And to finish up, as you said, and you said it so well, if you are listening to this podcast, please, if you're on Spotify, give it a follow.
Yeah.
If you're on iTunes, give it a subscribe. If you are watching on YouTube,
how yelling?
Subscribe.
Yep.
Because it helps us.
It does help us a lot. So please go and do that. Another great episode. Killed it. We are, what are we? 3 from 3 this year, I think.
Yeah. Locked in.
100% strike rate. I'll see you at Hotel Sorrento next week. Or not.
See you next month.
See you then, mate. Bye.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. And he's just the start.
He's celebrating a point.